We're going to transition to some time of prayer and close our time out. These are going to be shorter meetings, but very substantive, I believe. We're going to take a time of prayer now, and just want to update you on a couple items. We had a graveside service for Chuck Lane this afternoon. It was conducted by a deacon of the of St. Mary's. We kind of shared in it, and it was fantastic. Chuck was a Roman Catholic. We'll have a service at peace for him, a celebration of life this summer. So, Don Malcolm, we're looking at a service also for Don Malcolm at peace in late May is what it's looking like, a celebration of life. And obviously, we'll uplift the Farrell family with the funeral for Doug and Dottie. Some sad news. A cousin of Lori Anderson, I guess that would be a nephew of John and Lucy Leach. His name's David. He's a pastor down in Arkansas. We found out today that he died of COVID complications. Mm-hmm. And so, and the wife also has COVID as well. And it's a serious circumstance for them. So we'll uplift the Leach family and Lori Anderson as they mourn the loss of a loved one. And then I'd also like to highlight Ellen Holroyd. She's on the call tonight. Ellen's got a little surgery tomorrow. Do you want to share anything about that, Ellen, or we'll just uplift you in prayer? I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but I want you to know we're praying for you heading into tomorrow.
Thank you. It's just a minor outpatient type surgery at 10:30 tomorrow morning at the hospital.
Great. All right. Let's bow our heads and have a time of prayer. I'll lead us then into the Lord's Prayer. You can join me if you feel led, or you can listen. Either way is fine. Almighty God, grant that in the midst of our failures and weaknesses, that we may be restored to your Son, Jesus. Lord, we know that sometimes we ask for one thing. We oftentimes receive many things. And we receive what we actually really need. Lord, I pray for those holes that are there in our lives, those categories that are not filled in. I pray that as that woman had touched Jesus, we would be able to touch him this Lent season and feel that wholeness of how he returns us to the way that we were meant to be. I pray for those holes tonight and that you would fill them in with the group that's on this call tonight. Lord, I also uplift Sarah and Philomath Youth Activity Club during a time of great adaptation and during a time of challenge that's right in front of them. Lord, give them strength and wisdom as their path twists and turns, and as they move toward having more children, more parents in connection with their with what they do in the community. Lord, we also have concerns tonight for some dearly loved members, especially families that are mourning the loss of loved ones. We pray for the Lane family for a sweet time with mother and three children as they mourn the loss of Chuck. Lord, for the family of Don Malcolm, for Peggy especially during a week in which she was a caregiver, singing, praying, faithfully serving Don until his last breath. And then, Lord, for the Farrell family as they mourn both Dottie and Doug and look forward to that time they can gather to honor their lives. But, Lord, through all this, we thank you for the certainty and sureness you give through your Son, Jesus, because he can even make someone who has died completely whole again in all those categories. We thank you for that promise. And then, finally, Emily Anderson family, Lori Anderson, for the loss of their nephew and cousin, David, and his wife, as she now suffers from COVID-19. And finally, Lord, we pray for Ellen heading into the surgery tomorrow, that you would protect her, allow things to go as smoothly as possible, and restore her to health soon. Lord, we thank you for this time, and we conclude with that perfect prayer your Son gives us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Okay, thank you everyone for tuning in. Wow, just a great showing really here. Just want to give just thanks for all of you. I know this is very different feel of Lent, but I think it's significant. We're making these connections in the community. We're focusing on God's word in a devotion and keeping it fairly brief. So keep up with the devotions and the booklet that was passed out. They're really good, and I think I have a great focus. And then next week, we've got a really great treat. As Rick did a great job tonight, Elaine's going to have a great interview with Dan Johnson from the Philomath School District. Wow, Dan.
As long as I'm not suffering from my second vaccine, I get it next Wednesday. So,
all right, we will figure it out.
Stand by.
Yeah. Some of you, just so you know, Dan, Philomath has opened up their schools for K-3. There's a lot of transition with that. We really need to uplift children and parents all in prayer. And then I would also say, too, that Dan leads a significant school offering in the Philomath Academy, and you're going to find out more about that next week as well. It's really significant what Dan has done. So thankful for that connection. You'll want to tune into that. 2 weeks, by the way, we have a great plan too. Diane Crocker's on the call, and she's going to have an interview with Allison Hobgood from the Corvallis Drop-In Center. Our backpack ministry has really taken off at Peace Lutheran. We're going to find out ways that we can dig in more and help and support the needs of the homeless as well. So God's peace be with you, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday at 7 p.m.